Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. Let's kick things off with this week's most important security updates. Multiple operating systems rolled out critical patches. These include Alma Linux, Debian, Fedora, and Ubuntu, all focused on securing widely used platforms and packages. Notably, Alma Linux deployed fresh security fixes for Firefox and Thunderbird, directly tackling several browser vulnerabilities. Over in the Debian arena, we saw important updates addressing issues in libcommons lang-java, node-form-data, Redis, and SOAP, bringing peace of mind to SYS admins far and wide. Fedora wasn't left behind, patching Chromium against emerging threats, while Ubuntu's low-latency Linux kernel had its own round of bug-busting updates. As always, if you're running any of these systems, it's wise to check your update manager and patch at the earliest opportunity. Security headlines also feature critical kernel updates, courtesy of Greg Croer Hartman, who rolled out improvements to stable kernel branches 6.15.9, 6.12.41, and 6.6.101. These kernel upgrades don't just address vulnerabilities, they usher in performance enhancements and security fortifications that keep your infrastructure robust. That's a testament to the living, breathing nature of open-source stepwise innovation. Never static, always progressing. Now shifting gears to a big concern here in Australia. The head of our intelligence agency has sounded the alarm over Australian defence personnel misrepresenting their qualifications on LinkedIn. Why does this matter? Well, it potentially exposes our armed forces to foreign intelligence-gathering attempts. The concern is that adversaries could use social engineering to target personnel who inadvertently disclose sensitive details in public profiles. This revelation underlines the urgent need for sustained cybersecurity training within all institutions dealing with classified information. Speaking of cybersecurity, let's talk about data privacy and artificial intelligence, a hotbed of debate lately and for good reason. A recent report revealed a potential privacy nightmare. Shared ChatGPT conversations could make their way onto public search engines due to user misconfigurations. Essentially, if you share a conversation link and haven't ticked the right boxes on privacy settings, your chat could be publicly indexed before you know it. This complexity highlights an urgent need for platforms to educate users more clearly about sharing options and for all of us to be vigilant with our data. The AI privacy dilemma isn't going anywhere soon. Expect this space to keep generating headlines. Let's turn our focus to the world of graphics and gaming. Vulkan, the widely used graphics API, released version 1.4.324, which comes with an experimental AMD extension for ray tracing. This is a major boost for developers and gamers alike, as it enables more realistic lighting effects and expanded creative potential on AMD hardware. Meanwhile, Intel announced its new IPU7 driver, crafted to improve webcam performance in next-generation laptops. If you're eyeing a new Ultrabook in the coming year, expect crisper video calls and smoother camera-driven experiences. Jumping over to financial cybersecurity threats, we encountered a striking story this week, a true sign of the times. Hackers deployed a Raspberry Pi equipped with 4G connectivity to breach a bank's ATM network remotely. This attack exposed how cheap, off-the-shelf tech can be weaponized by skilled adversaries, blurring the lines between convenience and risk. The level of sophistication in recent attacks underlines the need for financial institutions to double down on defense in depth. Secure your endpoints, monitor for unusual activity, and test those incident response plans. These best practices can't be overstated. On a brighter note, let's discuss accessibility and productivity improvements that have landed in the open source universe. Raspberry Pi Connect is the star here, sporting a revamped interface with detailed audit logs and enhanced usability. These improvements make it easier for administrators to track login activity and maintain compliance, particularly in enterprise settings. Meanwhile, Ubuntu's popular desktop icons extension saw a refresh, bringing with it handy new keyboard shortcuts and a more polished design. These small but welcome tweaks contribute greatly to day-to-day user productivity and accessibility. The intersection of technology and healthcare saw a noteworthy development, with the United States announcing a collaborative initiative targeting diabetes and weight management using digital tools. Under the Trump administration, major tech companies, think Google, Amazon, and Apple, have been roped into a new personal health data sharing program aiming to revolutionize chronic disease care. This program leverages conversational AI, integrated data, and QR codes linking users to verified healthcare apps, all under tight supervision for privacy and consent. Improved patient care is the promised goal, but it comes with rigorous oversight to avoid data stemming out of users' control. On the legislative front, digital piracy is back in the spotlight, thanks to the Block BEARD bill in the U.S. Senate. This bill proposes a legal pathway for U.S. authorities to block foreign piracy websites swiftly. It's a modern response to the ever-changing landscape of digital copyright, and if passed, could spur similar measures elsewhere. Now, for security professionals, an exciting release arrived this week: CISA's new open-source platform, Thorium. Thorium helps automate malware and forensic analysis, letting security teams streamline the way they investigate potential threats and analyze suspicious files. The open aspect means contributions can come from across the global cybersecurity community, spurring innovation and rapid adaptation. In corporate news, Apple has posted another quarter with stellar revenue growth, fueled by iPhone sales and CEO Tim Cook's emphasis on AI investment. Cook highlighted how these AI-driven features will continue to differentiate Apple's ecosystem from competitors. Behind the scenes, these investments in machine learning are intended to deliver a seamless experience from hardware right down to the app layer. The earnings report also reflects how innovation is still the beating heart of tech's big players. In the app marketplace battle, Google faced a setback in court this week. The Ninth Circuit Court upheld a ruling forcing Google to open its Play Store to rival app stores and payment options, scrapping old exclusivity clauses. This could unlock more competition and deliver better pricing and choice for Android users. A win for both developers and consumers, really. But it could also mean Google will pivot, finding innovative ways to entice developers and differentiate its official store, so watch this space for further ripples. Up in the cloud, Microsoft and Amazon are under renewed pressure after the UK Competition Authority raised concerns about their cloud practices. The authority flagged anti-competitive behaviour in how these giants manage platform contracts and data movement, possibly paving the way for regulatory reforms. Greater scrutiny in this sector could mean better pricing, interoperability, and resilience for all of us relying on the cloud. Over in China, NVIDIA is grappling with scrutiny from regulators over its AI hardware offerings. The Cyberspace Administration of China summoned NVIDIA to respond to allegations that its H20 AI chip includes location tracking features and possibly remote kill switches. If these claims hold, the technology risks being blacklisted or heavily restricted, a move sure to escalate tensions between the US and China. The story serves as a reminder that chip-level security and supply chain transparency are taking center stage in geopolitical negotiations. Wrapping up, what ties all these developments together is the pace and diversity of change facing open-source tech and cybersecurity landscapes right now. If you're in IT, business, health, or just a curious listener, these changes reinforce two themes: vigilance and adaptability. New technologies are creating brilliant opportunities, but also new seams for threats to slip through. Whether you're patching kernels, protecting data, or rolling out a new hardware deployment, proactive learning is more important than ever. Stay sharp, stay engaged, and don't underestimate how fast today's headline advances could become tomorrow's operational realities. As always, we'll continue to watch these stories and more, bringing you up to speed each week. Thanks for listening.